Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Jay Gatsby of West Egg, Long Island, was known for his extravagant parties. People drank and gossiped and flirted, and the music of the day was an essential part of all of it.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
F. Scott Fitzgerald punctuates the Great Gatsby with allusions to popular songs and bits and pieces of their lyrics. The songs of the time seemed to be almost a template for one character or another, one scene or another. There's a moment when Gatsby sends his butler with a formal invitation to a party. Nick doesn't know it yet, but Gatsby plans to use Nick to help with his pursuit of Daisy. At the party, wealthy married men and unmarried showgirls sit at tables or dance or even take a dip in Long Island Sound, but nothing ever stops the gossip. Two songs with claims of inclusion, even though Fitzgerald left them out. Harry Richman with Irving Berlin's Puttin' on the Ritz, and Jack Smith with Vincent Rose, John Schoenberger, and Richard Coburn's Whispering.
Have you seen the well-to-do about Lenox Avenue? On that famous thoroughfare, with her noses in the air, high hats and collar collars, white hats and $15, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem sits? Putting on the Ritz. Mango gowns upon the belly of high brown, come down the levee, all in pit. Putting on the Ritz. That's where each and every bluebell goes. Every Thursday evening with her 12 bows. Tommy Elbow, come with me, and we'll attend their jubilee, and see them spend their last 2 bits. Putting on the Ritz.
Something to tell you, and it's worthwhile listening to. Put your little head on my shoulder so that I can whisper to you. Whispering while you cuddle near me, whispering so no one can hear me. Each little whisper seems to cheer me. I know it's true, there's no one near but you. You're whispering why you never leave me. Whispering why you never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe me, whispering that I love you. whispering while you cuddle near me, whispering so no one can hear me. Each little whisper seems to cheer me. I know it's true, there's no one dear but you. You're whispering while you never leave me, whispering while you never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe me, whispering that I love you.
Harry Richman putting on the Ritz and Jack Smith whispering. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. For Fitzgerald, with his keen eye for the goings-on in his world and his extraordinary ear for the rhythms and music of the language, popular song played an essential role in the telling of the story and the insight into character and culture, symbol and satire. The mirror he held up still reflects us and still can move to the accompanying jazzy tunes. The novel never mentions it, but 1925, the year of Gatsby's publication, was also the year of the Charleston. When they danced at Gatsby's parties, that's what they danced to. Here are DeBroy Summers and the Savoy Orpheans. The Savoy Orpheans with James P. Johnson and Clifford Max, Charleston. Fitzgerald's novel tells the story of Jay Gatsby's failed quest to enter the upper crust of American society. He has the money and ambition, but the money is spanking new, and his background borders on the criminal. Gatsby's also an outsider, where being inside is much more important than being merely rich. All the songs that appear in the novel reflect the fact that Gatsby doesn't belong. Not directly, but by conjuring up social and historical references. When Gatsby was first courting Daisy before he went off to war, when he had nothing but good looks, charm, and a seductive belief in what he'd accomplish, he and Daisy listened to the saxophones that wailed what Fitzgerald called the hopeless comment of the Beale Street Blues. This is Alberta Hunter.
Lord, I'd rather be there than any place I know. I'd rather be there than any place I know. It's gonna take that surgeon all to make me go. I'm going down to the river, maybe by and by. I'm going down to the river, and here's my reason why. 'Cause that river's wet, Beale Street's done gone dry.
Alberta Hunter with W.C. Handy's Beale Street Blues. Gatsby was an outsider who longed to be an insider. The way in was through winning his social better, Daisy Buchanan. Shallow, spoiled, and rich, she was a quintessential flapper who, when things got tough, retreated back into her money. When Gatsby first kisses her under a full moon, when he first seduces her, and weds his unutterable dream to her perishable breath, the social and symbolic strains of the novel become one. Gatsby's a first-rate con man. He's also self-made in the purest American way, and Fitzgerald calls him the last American tragic hero. In his own eye, Gatsby's romantic and dashing, a hero in search of the right someone to love. The novel's narrator, Nick Carraway, learns that Gatsby bought his mansion just so Daisy would be living just across the water. Almost immediately, some girls begin to sing in the hot twilight. This is the song Fitzgerald gives them, along with another one not in the novel, but it's from the time and it could just as easily have been included. Rudy Wydeff's Californians with the Sheik of Araby and the California Ramblers, Has Anybody Seen My Gal?
Thank you.
Rudy Wideft's Californians with Ted Snyder, Harry B. Smith, and Francis Wheeler's The Sheik of Araby, and the California Ramblers with Faye Henderson, Sammy Lewis, and Joe Youngs, Has Anybody Seen My Girl? Nick, Daisy, and her husband Tom find themselves at one of Gatsby's parties on the same night. They talk about how Gatsby made his money, always a subject of speculation at the parties. Later, Daisy wishes Nick good night and turns to hear the band playing a sad little waltz, drifting out the open door. If you know the song, you know the feel of the moment and what pulses silently beneath. Paul Whiteman's orchestra, 3 o'clock in the morning. Paul Whiteman's orchestra with Julian Robledo and Dorothy Terrace's 3 o'clock in the morning. Clip Springer is a mysterious man who seems to live in Gatsby's mansion for no discernible reason. He came to a party and stayed. He understands everything but explains nothing, and he plays the piano, including 2 songs that add to the background speculations about Gatsby. He plays the first of them when Daisy first comes to Gatsby's house. The song's jokes about raising children in poverty underscore Gatsby's private history, suggest the social differences between Gatsby and Daisy, and ironically anticipate a happy marriage. Van and Schenck, Ain't We Got Fun?
Collectors gather round and rather on the cottage next door. Men, the grocer and the butcher sent men who call for the rent. But within a happy chappy and his bride of only a year seemed to be so cheerful, here's an earful of the chatter you hear. Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun? The rent's unpaid, dear, we haven't a fuss. But smiles are made, dear, for people like us. In the winter, in the summer, don't we have fun? Times are bum and getting bummer, still we have fun. There's nothing surer, the rich get rich and the poor get children. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? Just to make their trouble nearly double, something happened last night. To the chimney a gray bird came, Mr. Stork is his name. And I'll bet you pins a pair of twins just happened in with a bird. Still they're very gay and merry, just that dawning I heard. Every morning, every evening, don't we have fun? Twins and pairs, dear, come in pairs, dear, don't we have fun? We've only started as Mama and Pop. Are we downhearted? I'll say that we're not. Landlord's mad and getting madder, ain't we got fun? Times are bad and getting better, still we have fun. There's nothing surer, the rich get rich and the poor get laid off. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Van and Schenck with Richard A. Whiting and Gus Kahn's Ain't We Got Fun. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The second song that Clip Springer plays contrasts living humbly versus living in a palace. The allusion, as always, is to this mysterious Gatsby who's desperate to be accepted. At the end of the novel, when we learn that the Holocaust, lowercase h, was complete, Nick affirms that Gatsby was true to his dream to the end. The song also comes at a point when Daisy struggles to decide. Should she leave her secure, acceptable, but unhappy marriage to start an affair with Gatsby or not? The song promises happiness, but they listen to it in a gloomy room lit by a single bulb. John Steele sings The Love Nest.
Many builders there have been since the world began. They have built for man. Some are small and some are tall, long or wide or low. But the best one of them all, Jack built long ago. Was built in bygone days, yet millions sing its praise. Just a then a kitchen where some ram love
John Steele, The Love Nest. All these songs come from the teens and 20s. If Fitzgerald had included other songs, less suggestive but more direct, he might have chosen these. They also reflect the characters and events in the novel. The first suggests what Gatsby was before he became Gatsby. The other suggests the deep need and the well of sadness beneath the romantic obsession that drives Gatsby. Arthur Siegel, He's a Rag Picker, and Martha Wainwright, All by Myself.
Down in Alabama where the cotton grows, lives a funny fella by the name of Mose. He hasn't anybody he can pick upon, so he picks on a grand piano. Tonight you'll find him picking rags. I don't mean the kind of rags they put in bags. He doesn't own a junk shop, just the same. He's a rag picker, a rag picker, all the livelong day. He bangs upon the piano keys in search of raggy melodies. All day he's at the ivories, and while he dozes, he composes. Mr. Moses makes an ordinary ditty sound so pretty, like nobody can. Most any time of the day, you'll find him picking away. He's a rag picker, a rag picker, a ragtime picking man. Now Moses' father told me that upon the morn, when his little piano-playing boy was born, they didn't have a cradle they could put him in, so he slept on the grand piano. In the week they found him there upon his knees, chewing on the highly polished piano keys. That very day his father loudly cried, he's a rag picker, a rag picker, all the livelong day. He bangs upon the piano keys in search of raggy melodies. All day he's at the ivories, and while he dozes, he composes. Mr. Moses makes an ordinary ditty sound so pretty, like nobody can. Most any time of the day, you'll find him picking away. He's a rag picker, a rag picker, a ragtime picking man.
I all by myself in the morning, all by myself.
Two songs by Irving Berlin, Arthur Siegel, He's a Rag Picker, and Martha Wainwright, All by Myself. Here are two more songs that could have been in the novel. 1915 and 1922 marked off two different worlds, thanks to the World War right between them. Gatsby was an unhappy 12-year-old's dream of a hero, an innocent's dream. But the New York in which he made his fortune in the 20s was starkly corrupt and irresistibly alluring. It's the natural habitat for Gatsby, the mystery man. Rebecca Luker and Hugh Panaro, Babes in the Woods, and Joan Morris with William Bolcom, Pack Up Your Sins.
Little lady, don't be depressed and blue. After all, we're both in the same canoe. Have no fear, can't you see? I'm here, and till our journey is through, little lady, I will take care of you. Give me your hand here where we stand. We're off to slumberland. Like a father, mother, brother, moonlight is bright. Kiss me goodnight, just like a sister should. Then put on your little hood, and we'll both be oh so good, like the babes in the
watching them, so all the stories like the beat in the
road. Oh, I got a message from below. Was from a man I used to know about a year or so ago. Before he departed, he is just as happy as can be. I'll tell you what he said to me. He said, if ever you get heavy-hearted, pack up your sins and go to the devil in Hades. You'll meet the finest of gentlemen and the finest of ladies. They'd rather be down below than up above. Hades is full of thousands of Joneses and Browns, O'Houlihans, Cohens and Bradys. You hear a heavenly tune that went to the devil, because the jazz bands, they started picking it, then put a trick in it, a jazzy kick in it. They've got a couple of old reformers in heaven, making them go to bed at 11. Pack up your sins and go to the devil, and you'll never have to go to bed at all. If you care to dwell where the weather is hot, H-E-double-L is a wonderful spot. If you need a rest and you're all out of sorts, Hades is the best of the winter resorts. Paradise doesn't compare. All the nice people are there. They come there from everywhere just to revel with Mr. Devil. Nothing on his mind but a couple of horns. Satan is waiting with his jazz band. And his band came from Alabama with a melody hot. No one gives a damn if it's music or not. Satan's melody makes you want to dance forever, and you never have to go to bed at all.
Rebecca Luker and Hugh Panera with Jerome Kern and Skylar Green's Babes in the Woods, and Joan Morris with Irving Berlin's Pack Up Your Sins. When Gatsby dies, Nick steps forward to handle the funeral because nobody else will. Everybody disappears. Clipsbringer phones to have a pair of shoes sent to him. He won't even pick them up. Tom and Daisy have left town, and Nick goes to see Wolfsheim, a gangster he visits in a speakeasy throughout the novel. His secretary says that no one's in, but Nick can hear somebody whistling the rosary in another room. Although Wolfsheim is a Jew, and some think Fitzgerald modeled him on mobster Arnold Rothstein, Wolfsheim whistles this popular Catholic religious song of the 20s. A Jew whistling a Catholic song in the 20s, as the novel reminds us again that Gatsby, like Wolfsheim, was always an outsider. Robert White sings The Rosary.
The hours I spent with thee, dear heart, are as a string of pearls to me. I count them all the rest.
each hour a pearl, each pearl a prayer, to steal a heart in absence wrong. I tell each bead unto the end, and there a cross is hung. Bless and burn, oh, barren gain and bitter loss. I kiss each bead and strive at last to learn to kiss the cross with heart.
Robert White, The Rosary. The women in the novel, Daisy Buchanan, the earthy but pathetic Myrtle Wilson, the appealing but dishonest Jordan Baker, and all the anonymous women who flit in and out of the story, fit within the two walls of the 1920s view of women. They were the flappers, and they were those who carried the torch. The novel is much more nuanced than even a handful of popular songs, but the songs provide a mirror image. These two weren't in the novel, but might have been. Marion Harris, I'm a Jazz Vampire, and Helen Morgan, Just Like a Butterfly That's Caught in the Rain.
Saxophone calling to his bass, that sweet coquette, the clarinet. Now listen for a minute, and the birth of jazz you'll hear. And where there is a little jazz, you'll always find me dear. For I'm a jazz vampire. Take a foot with me and dance, dance. Dancing is my specialty. Wise men keep bottom away. They know I'll lead them astray. They fall the minute I sway. I insist you can't resist a jazz vampire. Take a tip from me, for I am all that evil music has. Went down to the river, stood on a bank, shook my shoulders and the boat all sang. For I'm the meanest kind of jazz vampire. I'm the wicked vampire of the jazz. Get up in the morning and I make the coffee roll. Ham and eggs turn over, put the crullers in a hole. Get upon a trolley car, the car begins to sway. I sit upon a half a dozen laps to start the day. I walk into the office and I greet the starter there. Six or seven elevators go up in the air. Sit down at my Remington and syncopate the keys. The fellow by the water stand gets water on the knees. The boss dictates a letter. Dear sir, I'd like to say, the man who gets the letter has to stop and hesitate. Now when the day is over and the sun sets in the west, say I'm the only little bird who doesn't go to rest. For I'm a jazz vampire. Take a tip from me, for I am all the evil music has. around, shook my shoulders and the sun went down, for I'm the meanest kind of jazz vampire, I'm the wicked vampire of the
Two Faces of Daisy Buchanan. Marion Harris with Leslie Cerrone's I'm a Jazz Vampire, and Helen Morgan with Harry Woods and Mort Dixon's Just Like a Butterfly That's Caught in the Rain. In The Great Gatsby, Fitzgerald's impressionistic prose, devoted to nuance and shadow and silence, also uses the sounds of the day, the automobile horn, the roar of Manhattan traffic, the bustle of a party, the firing of a gun, the dance bands, and the songs of the day. Again and again, the songs of the day. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.